call this meeting to order on Monday, August 11th, in the Joe Crowley 324 at 3:03 p.m. Is your
I'm on mute.
Really? I saw. Hello? Okay, perfect. Okay, we will now move on to line item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homeland. Roll call.
Just do roll call.
Okay.
Just do roll call.
Oh, okay. Okay. We will now move on to, that's line item 3, though.
No, it's line item 2.
I have the one they gave me.
This is the one you sent down.
Oh, okay, because I'm reading off of the script.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Roll call has to happen right after you call the meeting to order.
Okay. We'll now move on to line item 2, roll call, Director Navarrete, present. and then Assistant Director Rock. Commissioner Project and Event, Campo.
Present.
Commissioner Bluma Lanani.
President.
Okay. And Commissioner Ottaviano. Hello? Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay. And then we'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homeland of Nuu, Washu, Niue, Nuu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Okay, we'll now move on to line item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 5, minutes. There are no minutes to approve. Then we'll now move on to line item 6, reports. I'll go first. So what I've been doing so far is that I have sent out a $4,000 for Northern Nevada Pride. I did talk to Carmina, and she said that she will be happy to get the $1,000 off of the exec board. And then, so yeah, we will be donating $4,000. I have met with Carmina in regards to the grant changes that we'll be doing this fiscal year. We will be discussing that next meeting. That's okay. Can you wait for that? I feel like. and then I have been emailing the Dean of Innovations High School as well, in regards to letting high school volunteers to the Department of IDEA. We will also discuss that next meeting. And then there was some trouble last fiscal year in regards to the awardee recipient for scholarships/grants for Department of IDEA. We did figure out a way how to give that recipient scholarship or their grant money. So that has been taken care of. And then, honestly, I have been just collaborating with other orgs in campus. And Sandy Young has been there as well. So thank you, Sandy. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. And do you guys does anyone have any questions? Seeing none, moving forward to Assistant Director Rock.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go over some little quick updates about what's been going on with the internship process. I've been meeting with the internship coordination committee, all the assistant directors, and Gabby, of course. We've already passed some of the important dates, like the application opening back in July, but we have some more things to look forward to, like preparing to upload our IDEA intern posts on Instagram. So if we get a chance, well, it would be a good time streamline everything that we want going on in our department, and that sort of goes into some other things that I want to mention about the interview process, especially creating like a department introduction. I can go over that anytime, but it's not really, needs to be in the budget. But there's a couple of other things as well, perhaps rewriting the idea board.
Commissioner of Social Justice, and tell me if I'm wrong, Mumalaneni.
So I've been working on the first social justice packet. I just finished the third draft, which I'm thinking is gonna be the final draft, and then I'm gonna talk to Jaden and get it sent over to InkBlock, so then we can talk about printing and also making a QR code for an online version of it, and then when everything's printed, I'm gonna staple the Know Your Rights cards to the social justice packets.
Thank you for doing that. Are there any questions? All right, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner of Event Planning, Van Temple.
So I've been alongside Lizana attending all the meetings for collaboration opportunities. I've also been in communications with the dean for the high school, who originally proposed the internship with IDEA. And I've been regularly updating the calendar and being in communications with all of our agreed collaborators.
Are there any questions? Okay. Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner of Marketing and Outreach, Ottaviano.
I've been working with Inkblot for getting the design for our stickers for the club fair in later this month. Our designs have been finalized and approved, and we've gone with 3-inch stickers. And those should be on their way to get printed, and we should be getting them before the club fair.
Are there any questions? All right, seeing none. Moving on to, we will now move on to line item 7, old business. Honestly, there are none, so there is no old business to be discussed at this time. We will now move on to line item 8, new business. So the department will discuss budget for the Northern Nevada Pride for September 6th at 10 to 6 p.m. Let me see. One sec. Okay. I'm seeking the motions, right? Okay. I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for Northern Nevada Pride of $4,394.04. And then someone says. Second. Second by Commissioner Mumalaneni. Oh my God. Opposed, say nay. Any abstentions, say nay. And then everyone, say
aye.
Okay. Okay, perfect. With that, the motion passes. Okay. The next, discuss the budget for the suicidal prevention tabling on September 8th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Let's see. I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for suicidal tabling for $296.57. Someone says?
I second.
And second by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oi.
Okay.
With that, the motion passes. Okay. Okay. Then moving on to the department, will now discuss a set of scheduling for debriefed after events. So what I really want to do this fiscal year, I don't know if you guys like agree with me on this, but the light keeps going off. I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, but I really want us to have a set of schedule where, like, we can just meet after events. It could be just, you know, every Friday or every Thursday, Wednesdays, however you guys want. You guys don't have to tell me your schedule, but honestly, I think it would be better for... or every Thursday, Wednesdays, however you guys want. You guys don't have to tell me your schedule, but honestly, I think it would be better for our department to kind of meet after, like, our events. Maybe, like, twice every, or once a month. Do you guys agree? Or maybe once a month, three times a month, whatever you guys want to. What do you guys think?
I think it would be nice to debrief afterwards, so I feel like maybe once or twice a month. Like, we could do one in the middle of the month and then one at the end.
Okay.
May I speak?
Oh, yes.
So, there's a difference. When you're talking about holding regularly scheduled meetings, mm-hmm. you're subject to Nevada open meeting law, mm-hmm. which means you would have to post an agenda. Okay, my advice to you is that you add a debriefing meeting to the end of the event.
Yeah.
Because then that falls under essentially the event itself. I know it's a nuanced difference, but because you're a public body,
yeah.
you have to be as public as possible.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of an event saying, hey, let's debrief and make sure we did everything right, not a public meeting.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'm not stopping you from holding a meeting. As a matter of fact, under old business, you can list, let's debrief about whatever. Right?
So, Sandy, I have a question. So then, if it's kind of like a debrief about the previous event, I don't have to make that as public, right?
Not if you're doing it during the event itself, but if you're going to hold a whole meeting to discuss, like, a number of events, yes, it would have to be on an agenda, which is why I'm saying I'm not opposed to you doing this. It would just fall under old business.
Yeah.
Let's take time to debrief this event.
Oh, okay.
Let's
I got
take
you.
Time to debrief that event. Just like you've listed Northern Nevada Pride, suicide prevention, tabling, et cetera, when all this is over, you could list those under old business and then say debrief of Northern Nevada Pride, debrief of. Right?
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Sandy. Okay, then we'll probably just debrief every, like, meetings or public meetings for, like, old business.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Love. Okay, so now we will now move on to line item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yes. It's
Sandra Relays for the record, Director of ASU and Center for Student Engagement.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason roll call has to come first
is
because if you can't ascertain quorum, the meeting has to end right there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to read the land acknowledge, you don't get to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always opening the meeting and then roll call immediately afterwards. If you don't have quorum, we shut the meeting down.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. We'll now move on to line item 10. This is everyone's favorite. Adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 3:18 on August 11th of 2025, Monday, in Joe Crowley in room 324. That's it. See, I told you guys. Okay.